Chapter 3. Moving Truck Escape. The fallen angels were gathering across the street and doing it quickly. Some were standing, others knelt, and more than a few filled the sky just above. All of them had their bows loaded with arrows, toxic flames burning at the tips. They were hunting. Eliza peered around the corner just enough to assess their situation. They had been out to pick up a few essentials, but she wasn't exactly surprised they'd run into trouble. Being out, away from the relative protection of the convent and their school, was always risky. The fallen were everywhere. Eliza was only 14, but when it came to fights with Abaddon's evil minions, she had more experience than any of the rest of the quarterlings. Except Jonah, of course. But he wasn't here. And although it made her uncomfortable at times, when the other kids began to look to her for leadership, she didn't shy away. She focused on the one who appeared to be leading, his blackened, gnarled face twisted in anger, shouting unrecognizable commands to his underlings. Eliza had a hard time believing that this crusty-skinned, yellow-eyed creature used to be an angel. Eliza saw the flaming arrow headed toward her just in time and pulled her head back. It crashed into the concrete wall behind her, disintegrating into dust and falling to the grimy street. "Again?" she said to herself, quickly raising her arms and producing the shield of faith. It was the first gift she had been given, and she had learned to use it well. It took a simple combination of faith and concentration, and she was the best in angel school at making it. She'd also received an angel blade last year and was still trying to refine her skills with the helmet of salvation. "Get over here, now!" she called out to Jeremiah, who, as usual, was about to charge ahead with no plan. She took two steps forward, causing him to enter the bubble of protection, just before another arrow exploded into it, shattering harmlessly. "That one was meant for you, you know." Yeah, Jeremiah muttered. "I think what they need is a dose of the belt of truth." Eliza grimaced. "I think what you need is not to get killed. It's your fault we're in this mess anyway." A blonde-haired boy on the other side of the alley was shooting arrows as fast as he could, most of them finding their mark into the fallen angels across the street.